සමන්තා චක්කවලේසු අතරාගචන්තු දේවතා සදම්මං මුනි රාජස් සුනන්තු සාගමෝඛදං ධම්මා සවනකාලෝ අයං බදන්තා ධම්මා සවනකාලෝ අයං බදන්තා ධම්මා සවනකාලෝ අයං බදන්තා නමෝ තස් භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස් භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස් භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස ඉතිපිසෝ භගවරහං සම්මා සම්බුද්ධ විජ්ජාචරණ සම්පන්නෝ සුගතෝ ලෝකවිදු අනත්තරෝ පුරිස ධම්මසාරති සත්තා දේව මනුසානං බුද්ධෝ භගවාති ස්වාඛාතෝ භගවතා ධම්මෝ සන්දිතිකෝ අකාලිකෝ හේහි පාසිකෝ උපනයිකෝ පච්චත්තං වේදිතම්බු විඤ්ඤෝහීති සුපතිපන්නෝ භගවතෝ සාවක සංඝෝ උජුපතිපන්නෝ භගවතෝ සාවක සංඝෝ ඥායපතිපන්නෝ භගවතෝ සාවක සංඝෝ සාමීචි පතිපන්නෝ භගවතෝ යරිදං චත්තාරි පුරිස යුගානේ අට්ඨ පුරිස පුංගල ඒස භගවතෝ සාවක සංඝෝ ආහුනේයෝ පාහුනේයෝ දක්ඛිනේයෝ අංජලි කරණේයෝ අනුත්තරං පුඤ්ඤඛේතං ලෝකාසාති ඒතේන සච්ච වංජේන පාතු ත්වං රතනත්ථයං ඒතේන සච්ච වංජේන පාතු ත්වං රතනත්ථයං ඒතේන සච්ච වංජේන පාතු ත්වං රතනත්ථයං කරණීයමට්ඨ කුසලේන යං තං සන්තං පදං අභිසමේච්ච සාක්කෝ ජෝච සෝජෝච සුවචෝ චස්ස මුඩු අනතිමානි සන්තෝ සකෝච සුබරෝච ආපකිච්චෝච සල්ලෝකවුත්ති සන්තින්ද්‍රයෝච නිපකෝච ආපගම්බෝ කුලේසු අනනුගෙන්ඩෝ නචකුණ්ඩං සමාචරේ කිංචියේන විඤ්ඤෝ පරේ උපවදේයුම් සුඛිනෝ වාඛේමිනෝ හන්තු සබ්බේ සත්තා භවන්තු සුඛිතාත්තා යේකේචි පාන භූතත්තේ තසාවාතාවරාවා අනවසේසා දීගාවායේ මහන්තාවා මජ්ජිමා රස්සකානුකටුලා ඩිට්ඨාවායේව අඩිට්ඨායේ චඩුරේ වසන්ති අවිඩුරේ භූතාවා සම්භවේසීවා සබ්බේ සත්තම් නපරෝපරං නිකෝබේත නාතිමාඤ්ඤේත කාතචිනං කංචි ව්‍යාරෝසනපතිගසඤ්ඤානඤ්ඤමඤ්ඤසදුක්ඛමිච්ඡේය මාතායතානියං පොඩ්ඩං ආයුසායේක පොට්ටමනුරාකේ හේවම්පි සම්බභූතේසු මානසංභාවයේ අපරිමාණං මෙතාංච සම්බලෝකස්මින් මානසංභාවයේ අපරිමාණං උණ්ඩං අඩෝචතිරියංච අසම්බාදං අවරං මසපාඨං Tithan charang nisinno vasayano vayavatassa vigatamindu Etang sating aditteya brahma metang viharang midamahu Didinchanu pagamma sillava dasanena sampanno Kamesu ineya gedang naijatu gambaseyang punaretiti Etena satcha vanjena sottite hotu sambada Etena satcha vanjena sambarogo vinasatu Etena satcha vanjena hotu te jaya mangalam Yang dunnimitang avamangalam cha yochamanapo sakunasa sandu Papagahadu supinang akantang buddhanubhavena vinasamintu Yang dunnimitang avamangalam cha yochamanapo sakunasa sandu Papagahadu supinang akantang dhammanubhavena Yang dunnimitang avamangalam cha yochamanapo sakunasa sandu Papagahadu supinang akantang sanghanubhavena vinasamintu Sabbe buddha balapatta paccekananchayang balang Arahandanancha tejena rakang bandami sabbasu Sabbitiyo vivajantu sambarogo vinasatu Mate bhava vandarayo sukidigayuko bhava Bhavatu sambha mangalang rakkantu sambha devata Sambha bundanu bhavena sada sutti bhavantu te Bhavatu sambha mangalang rakkantu sambha devata Sambha dhammanu bhavena sada sutti bhavantu te Bhavatu sambha mangalang rakkantu sambha devata Sabba sanghanu bhavena sada sotti bhavantu te Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu Today, I read a passage from the suttas which I want to share with you I found it again and again. I read the same thing. Again and again, I feel inspired. That is a portion of the suttas in Majjhima Nikaya Rattapala Sutta. The suttas about the monk who was foremost in renunciation. At that time, Venerable Rattapala, he went with many others to listen to a talk by the Buddha. After listening to the talk, his spiritual urgency was aroused and became very strong. And he waited until everyone left, then he approached the Buddha. He said, as I understand from the teaching of the Buddha, it is so difficult to live a spotless virtuous and spiritual life as a layperson. For that reason, I want to take ordination with the Buddha. Just very simple. But this simple account, again and again, inspired me so much. Why? I felt the simple Dhamma, simple goodness in this ancient saint. Not only in Venerable Rattapala. In fact, if you go through the suttas everywhere, you find great beings like that during the Buddha's time, who, when they knew what was right, very simple, they just decide here and now, then they decide this must be the way, I will take it, I will follow, they just left and renounce. Just let go of whatever that burns, whatever that hinder their life, whatever that kept people in samsara round and round. Just this simple approach. This is the basic things. And this simplicity, this sincerity is what I want to share with you for tonight's talk. 今天我在读到一个一而再取发我的经文，这是中部里Ratapala Sutta的一部关于到处理第一的弟子的经文。在这个简单的经里，这个Ratapala尊者跟着一群人去听佛陀开示佛法。 听了佛陀开示佛法过后，他很想要出家，他的心很强，他等大家离开，他就去上前跟佛陀说：“佛陀，据我所了解，您的教导，作为一个在家人，如果我要完完全全圆满，像那个贝壳一样的发亮，玻璃石了的磨。” 没过了的那个贝壳，那么样的纯净，那样的纯白的这个方法来活出这个修行生命，这个守这样的清净的戒，在在家人来说几乎不能，所以我要出家，很简单，在经里面就是这样的简单的那种决意，那种态度。 对法的至诚，常常你都在经里看到，你会觉得很震撼。在佛陀时代，这样的人比比皆是，所以当他们提正法，他们很容易得到法的时候，一点都不令我们感到震撼，因为他们那种来自内心的一种单纯、一种纯真，对法的一种至诚。我也另外读到。 这个马哈卡宾呢，作为一个国王，他如何的当他一听到佛法声出现在这个世间的时候，他大大的震撼，他大大的奖赏了那个来给他传达这个神圣的消息的人，然后就这样连皇宫也不回，连回去跟自己的皇后告别也没有，就这样子带着。 他的大臣就这样子朝往佛陀的方向去，就这样处理。你想那种心，对法的那种心，对佛法身的那种心，是强到什么程度？很简单，很简单的力量，很单纯，很单纯的力量。这正是我们所需要的力量，也是今晚跟大家要讲解的主题：单纯的力量。 So I also read in the text about this, the king, formerly a king, was Mahakapina, and how he renounced the world. The moment he heard his messenger brought the news about the appearance of the Buddha in the world, the appearance of the Dhamma in the world, the appearance of the Sangha in the world, he was so shocked and overwhelmed by that wonderful news, and then he highly compensated, gift to the messenger who brought him the news about the appearance of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, and then he decided to renounce together with his thousands ministers, without going back to the palace. Without going back to the palace, without trying to say goodbye to the queens or anything. For him, There was not a single moment to be wasted. The whole heart was only for the Dhamma. He wanted to search the truth. And now he knows Buddha Dhamma Sangha appear in the world, so without any hesitation, he just left and just renounced. And greater still, when you read about our own Prince Siddhartha, when he was still a Bodhisattva, just by meeting the reality of life about old age, sickness and death, he decided, this is no more for me. Even the king's life or universal monarch life or whatever, he was not shaken, not attracted, not tempted at all. To him, that's it. If life has such a reality, if eventually everybody's life will end in old age, sickness and death, then what is it for us to crave? Then his pride of life, pride of youth, pride of health was gone. How wonderful. This spiritual quality of the great being, of our teacher, and of the great saints in the past, that we should reflect. 更殊胜的是, 佛陀, 我们的悉达多太子, 一遇到生命里的真相, 老病死, 不需要多多解释, 如果众生的生命都是以老病死告终, 那不用想了, 就是这样, 处理, 一定要寻找灭苦的答案。 很简单的道理, 不需要千言万语的要被说服, 不需要, 生命的真相就已经足够, 让我们升起恐惧心。 班迪阿甘亚一而再地跟我们提起的这个桑维甘亚, 恐惧。 So very simple, just the reality of life spurs on if we are wise enough to see things as they really are. Just this reality of life about old age, sickness and death, then we will get the Sangvega, as so often emphasized by our venerable Siado Waganya. He rightly pointed out to us so many times that we need this Sangvega. Because why? Because of the reality of life. That there's nothing to crave. Just be simple. If only we can take life and see reality in this simple way, then all of us can cut off our wandering thoughts. This is the main thing. This is the main thing that hinders everybody in the practice. Today I reflect upon this fact. I thought, so often we hear and we get this report from yogis about wandering thoughts and wandering thoughts and wandering thoughts. If only all of us feel the reality, see the reality of life, and really develop true wisdom and true disenchantment and true renunciation and letting go, then, very simple, within a short time, our wandering thoughts will be gone. Within a short time, we will have sufficient drive and strength to meditate and meditate and meditate happily. With determination, without complaints about this and that. All we need to do is look at life as they really are. That we are oppressed by the suffering in the samsara. All the good, the beautiful part is just superficial and fleeting, transient. 今天我想起大家的问题，大部分的问题基本上就只是一个杂念，最严重的问题就是杂念。我在想，如果大家能够醒觉到生命的真相，醒觉到世间的东西没有什么好留恋，没有什么好抓取， 那很快的，单单这个处离心、这个厌离心、这个舍离放下的心，就能够很快的让我们从杂念里面跳出来。而如果大家 能够有效的克服杂念的话，几乎我可以说至少都有70%的人就在这一个禅修期能够至少都有禅定的经验，至少其他的人可能要等一些因缘，可能有身体的状态啊、压力或者是什么，但大部分的人只要能够下定决心看清生命的真相，放下杂念，不再放纵自己的杂念，那克服了杂念，至少有70%的人会成就，会在这个季节里成就。我们只需要的是一个单纯的心。So I was thinking, if only everyone will work hard and really contemplate on the reality of life and let go and do not indulge in wandering thoughts, at least I believe I can safely say so, at least 70% of the participants here in this retreat will be able to experience superhuman state. Jhana, at least jhana. Why we say like that? Because if only you know how simple it is to attain jhana, then you will know why we say like that. It is not a complicated process. Attaining jhana is not something very difficult. In fact, it is our mind that makes things difficult. We complicate the whole process of meditation. We complicate our life. If only we can go back, just revert our mind back to very primitive, very simple state. Just enjoy simplicity. Be happy in a simple way. Then all very easy. You'll find it is not a difficult process. It is not a difficult training. In fact, it is a joyful, simple practice. And attaining jhana is just a matter of natural process. If only we work correctly. But we must work with the power of Dhamma. We must invoke the power of Dhamma. We must really have faith in the teaching of the Buddha. Then only the power of Dhamma will work on us, our mind. Then only we will gather this power. Otherwise, it is difficult. And without a simple approach, jhana is beyond thinking, beyond reach. It is impossible. It is impossible. 所以只要我们知道这个单纯的力量，我们就会知道为什么入禅是一件很容易的事。是我们自己不让自己的生活复杂了，让自己的修行复杂了，我们搞混了。我们只要回到单纯，回到自然，那么法的力量就会在我们心里面有效的运作。但我们一定要用法的力量，不可以用我们自己的无明。我们以为聪明，可是那个小聪明可以误我们。 So how to develop a simple mind? How to bring our mind back to simplicity? This is the key. 如何让我们的心单纯呢？如何让我们的心回到它应有的自然和单纯呢？简单讲，就是放下复杂。你每一次认清看到复杂，你就放掉它，不要再创造复杂。这是最简单的讲法。How to keep our mind very simple? How to bring our mind back to its simple strength?The primitive state. In simple terms, it's just let go of complications. Whenever we see complications in our mind, then we just let go. Don't indulge in it. That is a simple approach. Again, you may ask, how? It is so difficult. The mind keep chasing after the old pattern. Then how can we keep our mind simple? The old pattern is so deeply ingrained. How to keep the mind simple? In what way? Then we want to analyze a little bit about wandering thoughts. What makes us think so much and so complicated? Anyway, try to see. When we see the root of the problem, then that is the time we emerge from the problem. This is always the approach used by the Buddha. Even just the Four Noble Truths itself is using this approach, simple approach. First, you look at suffering, and you try to know the cause of suffering, and you have a full confidence, and there's a reality, in the real fact that there's always a cessation of suffering, and then you work on the ways of it. So in the same way, we look at our wandering thoughts, and try to understand our wandering thoughts. We need to understand deeply in order to free ourselves from it, from them, from all the wandering thoughts. We need to understand the wandering thoughts itself. 所以我们需要了解，如果我们要让我们的心单纯，我们要了解我们那一种复杂的思维，我们要了解它，看清它。 了解我们的杂念，这个一直都是佛陀用的方法。单单那个四圣谛就是这样的方法，在四圣谛里，佛陀一开始想苦，要我们看清苦，然后让我们看清苦因，好让我们知道有希望，苦会灭的。本来就是这个不是积极思维，本来就是存在的真相，本来苦就是会灭，然后让我们。 把我们所有的力量和注意力导向灭苦，导向方法，导向解决方法。所以，同样的，现在我们要面对我们的困难、修行的困境，我们要了解我们的问题，我们要了解我们的杂念。基本上，你会发现到杂念有两大类。一种就是。 有系统、有主题、有规则的杂念，一种是糊里糊涂、乱来的，东一个西一个，也没有什么意义可言的那种杂念，这两大类。那我们了解这两大类的杂念，我们就好处理。 不同种类的杂念，我们用不同种类的方法去处理。So basically, if we analyze and we try to understand our wandering thoughts, basically, there are two categories. One category is systematic wandering thoughts. Wandering thoughts which have a theme, have a motivation, as a underlying cause. This is one group that you can trace, you can understand. Then there's another group of wandering thoughts which is completely senseless. It just arises out of nowhere, from nothing, without any special purpose, just wander for the sake of wandering. There are these two groups of wandering thoughts. And we apply different approaches for each group. Firstly, we talk about the systematic type of wandering thoughts. Systematic, suppose that is motivated by greed, or motivated by anger, or motivated by jealousy, pride, inferiority complex, superiority complex, or whatsoever. The desire for name, fame, leadership, power, or anything. Try to see. Or just simply attachment to family. Again, or analyze, see. Everyone has different get type of such wandering thoughts. So if you can analyze and see, then work on the cause. Work on the cause of your wandering thoughts. The reason, the nourishing element of your wandering thoughts. By reflecting on Dhamma. At this stage, before you come to Vipassana insight, you can only invoke the Dhamma in thinking level, not in direct insight level. First, you listen to Dhamma, you read the Dhamma, Visuttamaya Panya, then you reflect on it, you work on it, Cintamaya Panya. You haven't come to Bhavanamaya Panya, that's put it aside. Of course, the real power of wisdom comes from insight, from direct experience of anicca, dukkha, anatta, and etc., of dependent origination or anything. But at the lower level, just reflect. By using a lot of Dhamma reflection, you can remove the cause for your wandering thoughts. A 一种有系统的杂念基本上都有它的一些推动力和动机。贪可能是由嗔推动，可能是我慢推动，妒忌心在推动，自尊心、自卑心等等，这些东西推动着我们，让我们去想，让我们去看不开、放不下。那么这些我们要用法，在这个阶段法的力量，你也最多只能够用闻所成慧、思所成慧、禅所成慧，就还不能用，除非你修到一个阶段能够用观智。当然观智的力量是更强的，体证的力量，直接体证这个无常、苦、无我等等的法，它的力量是很强的。可是如果在还没有定的、还没有培育起来的阶段，那我们用思维，用一点佛法的思维来解除内心让我们一而再的起杂念的因素。那你看，当然在经里面有太多的讲解，贪怎么处理，思维那么怎么克服，嗔种种方法克服，痴种种方法克服。那当时你继续的追溯下去，有没有更简单的因素呢？就在2002年，我在巴澳跟着夏导修的时候，有一次我去跟夏导说，我说夏导问我能不能专注多久在呼吸上，我说哎呀夏导，三四分钟连续不中断已经很厉害了。夏老听我报告了这么多年杂念，他想他就是跟我讲一个故事。他说曾经有一个寓言故事，讲那个小白兔听到那个树枝掉下来，他讲天要塌下来了，天要塌下来了，他就向前跑然后喊，然后森林里面的动物一个接一个都是讲天要塌下来连大象也在跑，一直到来到那个狮子面前，狮子吼一声，你们跑什么？他说啊，天塌下来了，谁说的啊？一个追问一个，一个追问一个，追问到最后，这个小白兔说是他听到的，他是第一个讲天塌下来的。然后他就去找找看看到底哪里，从哪里你听到那个声音天塌下来原来他是睡觉的时候上面树枝掉下来嘣一声，他讲天塌下来了就跑，懂他整个。所以他讲，霞朵告诉我，你追溯，你去找那个因素， 为什么你想得这么厉害？然后我就去找，再找下去，开始找，觉得贪嗔痴什么都有，再找下去，发现到其实有一个简单的原因，自己的一个心里面的一个我。因为这个我，我们贪；因为这个我，我们嗔；因为这个我，我们起我慢等等。哎呦，我想这样就简单了啦，啊，要不然每一次每一种问题都有千万种方法解决。当我的方法越来越多的时候呢，我越麻烦。我发现到修起观止禅来更加的复杂。当我发现到原来有这么简单的方法，原来因素真正来讲就只有一个，是自己的我。那就简单了，啊，这个我，自我，很简单。以后每一次什么问题看到，基本上就是自我和贪爱和执着，自我跟执着，因为有自我，所以种种的执着升起，执着升起，种种的嗔啊，什么全部都升起，很简单。哎，那个时候呢，断杂念就容易了，一下子在短短的时间内，我那么多年的杂念就这样子放掉了。So I remember one time in 2002 when I was in Pau learning from Seattle. At that time, I still went every day to report to Seattle. And at that time, I was very faithful, just thinking whether good or bad, I must see my teacher every day. Just go and report. And Seattle asked me, how long can you concentrate on your breath? I said, well, 3-4 minutes at the most. That's very great already.Shadow look at me. Oh, for years you are reporting about wandering thoughts again and again, and still now you are reporting about wandering thoughts. Then Shadow thought, look at me and say, I tell you a story, Shadow said. There was a story about the hare or the rabbit who heard something coming, the branch, broken branch from the there's a fable. So the rabbit started running.Oh, the heaven is falling, the heaven is falling. And then, one after another, all these animals all run, until the elephant also ran, because they heard somebody is hearing all other people saying about the heaven is falling down. So until the lion is the king of the forest, so we just roar at them, why are you all running? He say, the elephant say, the heaven is falling down. Who says so?Then he said, I heard people say so. Then trace one after another. Eventually, they came to the rabbit. Then the rabbit said, well, I was sleeping there. So I heard something. So I thought it must be the heavens falling. So the lion, the king of the forest, so went. So come, let me investigate what happened. And eventually realized that it was only a branch falling down. It was not the heaven is falling.So then the problem was solved. So Xiao was telling me, look at your wandering thoughts. Why? Why you think so much? Analyze. So then when I got this instruction, then I analyze. Again, all the time we know about our wandering thoughts, but we didn't really understand it thoroughly. We thought this is great, this is anger, this is jealousy, this is anything. Then sometimes we even give ourselves a righteous reason.Oh, I care for the Sangha. Because of that, I think so much about the Sangha. But eventually, you really go deep into it. Then I discover, well, it was only this I, this ego, I concern. Because of this, and this attachment to this I, then a lot of problem, greed arise, anger arise, all sorts of things arise.So it become very simple. So my reason become very simple. Oh, it's only this I, this ego, ego concern, self-consciousness. So all this, because of this I, the sense of I, all our life, all our thinking, our speech, our action get complicated. I was so happy. I discovered this simple truth. It's only this I, this identity, sense of identity.So it becomes very simple. So the way to overcome wandering thoughts is very simple. It's only look at this eye and always the attachment related to it. Then there's no more perpetration for wandering thoughts. the desire to perpetuate the wandering thoughts is no more. Then within a short time, I found the one, my wandering thoughts was just gone. Just gone. No more desire to indulge in wandering thoughts anymore. So look at, this is a big category. Just if we can really look at our wandering thoughts in this way, then the big category of wandering thoughts are gone. Then there's another category left. So 当我们能够这样子分析和了解的时候呢, 那我们一大组的杂念就没有了, 那只剩下少少的杂念, 少少的杂念, 那些就是没有目标的, 这边东一个西一个, 那个呢, 要耐心一点, 只要我们心不放纵, 每一次他来, 看到他, 了解他, 也不追他, 也不骂他, 也不什么, 久了, 过一阵子, 其实, 过几个星期, 最久也是几个星期, 它就一下子就淡化了。 So another group of wandering thoughts is just here and there, random, running here and there. That kind of wandering thoughts, all we need to do is just, every time it arises, just see it, and see that they are already ceasing. Then without holding on to it, after some time, it becomes powerless. It's no more. Just by using mindfulness, this another group of wandering thoughts can be done away with quickly. 只要保持正念, 那些没有方向的那些杂念就很容易放下。 如果这样还不足以, 还没有足够的方法, 还足够的力量, 那想一想佛法。 有一些佛法是很单纯, 很有力量的。 比如说, 诸法因缘生, 诸法因缘灭, 一切世间事物, 现象, 都是因缘和合而成, 也因为因缘和合而消灭, 因缘不消灭而消灭, 因缘改变而消灭, 当你能够常常这样反省的时候, 从一棵树, 一间屋子, 一个禅堂, 一个机会, 一个人群, 一个人健康或生病等等, 一切生灭现象, 基本上都是因缘, 当你这样看, 它就是因因果果, 因缘, 因因果果, 这样, 看多了, 它就是, 就是这样的现象而已, 没有什么特别的现象, 好不好, 也只是这样因缘而已, 这个因缘现象, 你常常反省, 看多了, 心里面会升起一种很单纯, 就只是如此, 没有什么公平不公平, 没有什么合理不合理, 再不公平, 再不合理, 再冤枉的事, 其实它都有它的因缘, 在心里面许许多多的那种愤愤不平的念头, 要摆平的念头, 计划的念头种种你就觉得不需要再想了，累了，就只是因缘而已。单单这个想因缘思维，就能够省略了我们很多很多的计划，很多很多的想法，很多很多的念头。 If still you find the Dharma still wandering thought, still linger on, can reflect on some powerful Dhamma. For example, this is this truth about dependent origination. In simple way, we don't need to reflect in a very sophisticated way or very profound way. The profound way, we'll come to it later. Just a simple thing, that things arise because of conditions, things vanish, disappear because of conditions. When conditions are no more there, things are no more there. When conditions are matured, are together, then things appear. Whether these things or phenomena is a being, a tree, a hall, a gathering, an experience, whatever. Whatever that arise and pass away. They come into existence because of conditions, and they disappear because of the disappearance, because of the disintegration of conditions. And when you look at this, you find there's no exception in the world. Save for the unconditioned Nibbana, everything is fall under this rule. And you look at it again and again, you find there's only this, only such. So if it is only such, only cause and effect, then a lot of thinking, planning, a lot of just and unjust, the thought of just and unjust, fair and unfair, it becomes superfluous, becomes unnecessary, becomes meaningless. If things happen simply because of conditions, and things no more there simply because of the conditions are no more there, then why think so much? No doubt, we still need to maintain some kind of superficial justice. Without that, the world will be in havoc. But ultimately, we know there's no such thing we should call it unjust or unfair. Then there will come a mind that can accept things. A very accepting mind arise. That is beautiful. That is peace. That is bliss. 当我们了解到这生命的这些现象的时候，就只是因缘，就只是因缘，心里放下了那种不平、不满、不公平、不合理的那种想法，心里只剩下的就只是一种祥和，它是很美的心，一种能够接受一切、坦然接受一切的心，那杂念就没有了。 很多很多一大串的杂念又没有了。 And then, how will this truth help us further? The reflection, just the contemplation on this truth, not to talk about the experience of it, just the contemplation, the reflection on the truth of conditioning, how will it help us further? Look at how we practice, and look at how we regard our practice. So often, we apply the wrong approach. So often, we apply the wrong approach. We crave for the result. We plan our result. We get upset. Our mind gets shaken, disturbed for the sake of the result. We care so much about the result to the point that we neglect the cause. We neglect on the honest effort we need to make. That's the wrong approach. If you understand that things arise because of condition, including jhana, all you need to do is pump in the right conditions. We cry for the result, we get upset over the result, meaningless. We should relinquish the result for the time being. Just work on the causes. Very simple. If this is the truth, that things arise because of conditions, then all we need to ask is, what are the conditions conducive, supporting the experience of jhana? And if we know, and we sincerely work on it, that's not possible for anybody to make their effort in vain. Because as we understand from the law of cause and effect, if we make right effort, we will only get nearer and nearer there. It's impossible for anyone to come around and complain, I've made so much effort and I never make any progress. How can that be? No progress is impossible. It is impossible. If we know what is the right effort, if we know how to pump in the right conditions, no progress is impossible. If we know what is this thing called progress, 我们只需要了解，了解到这个因缘的真相，那我们的整个修行生命会大大的改进。你看我们在修行的时候，多少次我们用的错误的方法，我们明明应该在那里净化内心，但是我们竟然在那边强求结果，贪求结果，计划我们的结果。我们并没有真正在因上下功夫，我们是在果上强求。结果呢，我们没有做出真正的正精进，我们做的是错精进，那当然修行起来就苦了。如果我们做的是正精进，说修了很久没有进步，这是不可能的事，在因果上讲不通的。如果你知道诸法因缘生，诸法因缘灭，如果你对这个真生命的真谛毫无怀疑，如果你常常有审思有省察这个真相的话，那修行的时候心里会升起一种很单纯很单纯的心，我要在因上下功夫，我要给自己的修行注入正确的因缘。很简单道理，只要我们继续给自己的修行注入正确的因缘，那就是正精进。只要我们一直在做正精进，修行没有可能不进步，这是不可能的事。在因果上不进步是不可能的事，只有对的因，当我们的对的因一而再的累积的时候，我们只有越来越靠近我们的目的地，这是必然的结果。为什么呢？因为因果真实不虚。Just because of this simple truth of cause and effect, there's hope. There's hope for everyone. There's no words, no single person we can say, well, it's impossible, Dharma is useless for you. No such thing. Dharma is useful for everybody. Because of this cause and effect, there's hope.All we need to do is just work on the causes, the effect will take care of itself. Very simple. How can we feel dejected? How can we feel discouraged if we only have the faith, deep faith in this truth? In fact, not fully faith. In fact, we just look around, this truth is so obvious to us.In every aspect of life, things happen because of conditions. Things do not happen or disintegrate or fall apart because of the falling apart of conditions. This truth is so obvious in every aspect of life. We don't even need to have too much faith. All we need to do is just have a clear vision to see things as they really are, and we will be able to see this truth in a superficial level at the beginning.And until the later part, through insight, then that will be ultimate level, substantial and deep, profound level. But even this superficial level, it is sufficient. It gives us enough strength to move on. It gives us enough hope to know that when we make a right effort, and if we work on the causes, we will get there.所以虽然这个缘起的因缘的法则，因果的法则可以是很深妙很深妙的，但是即使是在初浅的阶段，只要我们常常如实的看到生命的真相，时时刻刻一切生活上的一切都在告诉我们因缘生因缘灭的现象，我们不需要完全靠信心，我们可以靠如实多看这个真相，我们就会看到希望。既然一切都是因缘合合而成，因果都有因果，我们在这个法则里就看到了希望，我们怎么还会沮丧呢？我们的修行怎么会没两下子就信心褪色呢？我们会把我们的信心建立在这个自然界的真相，而不是建立在自我， 如果我们把我们的信心建立在自我，那今天我们善业成熟，我们信心爆棚；今天我们恶业成熟，我们信心粉碎。但是我们不是把信心建立在自我，我们把信心建立在生命的真相，就是自然界里面的法，这个因果法则，它给我们看到了希望。So we do not rely our confidence on this self. If we place our confidence on this so-called self, then when good karma ripens in our life, then everything seems to be flow along like a song. Then we feel, well, wonderful. Then so much confidence we have, even to the point of overflowing. But when bad karma is ripening, then we start to say, our confidence shattered. We feel shaken. We lose confidence. We say, I have no self-confidence. Because we place our confidence in this self, in this ego, which is not reliable. If we place our confidence in just this Dhamma, that there is this thing called cause and effect in the world, then all we need to do is, we have full confidence that if we just work on the causes, the result will take care of itself. No need to think so much about result. No need to plan. You cannot plan until you know. You cannot plan your nimitta. You cannot plan your jhana until you have the experience of it. Then after that, you can learn the mastery. But before you get there, please do not plan. Just work on the causes. That will be enough. What are the causes? For jhana, again, this is just this simple thing called purity, purification. All we need to do is keep purifying our mind and let the mind stay quietly, contented, happy with our meditation object, with the breath or with the four elements and whatever meditation subject that you are doing. This is just by concentrating, you find that purification already comes in. Naturally, when we are paying attention on the breath, whatever unwholesome state that hasn't arisen, we have no chance to arise. Whatever unwholesome state that has arisen, just cease there and then, if we pay attention on our meditation object. And whatever unarisen, wholesome states, beautiful state of mind, beautiful mental states, will arise. And whatever that has arisen, mindfulness, concentration, energy, faith, wisdom, will strengthen, will grow from there. Just by paying attention on our meditation object, purification is going on. Right effort is taking place. And all other noble, beautiful qualities are rising. As the day, I suppose you heard from Bhante Aganya, that the 19 beautiful mental states come together. Mindfulness, all the mental lightness, softness, pliancy, adaptability, uprightness, and then tranquility. All this just arise because of our wholesome mental states, just by paying attention on the breath. Put aside nimitta, put aside jhana, just by concentrating on the breath, we are cultivating so much wholesomeness whole day, from morning to night. So much good karma is being created, is being committed whole day. That is worthy enough. It's worth all the effort. much more meritorious by you go around and cook and cook and perform a dana or whatever. By just whole day you pay attention on the breath, you find you have cultivated so much more noble, good qualities, wholesome qualities. Just that. 所以当我们在专注的时候，我们了解到我们要给自己注入对的因，我们只需要一而再的培育心的在因上下功夫，我们会发现到我们只要一而再的专注在呼吸上，很多的善法就这样培养起来，还没有升起的恶。他没有机会升起，因为我们专注在呼吸上。已经升起的恶，他就断断除了，因为你专注在呼吸上。还没有升起的善，他就因为你专注在呼吸上，他升起了。还没有升起的善法，他就升起了。已经升起的善法，已经升起的那个清净、正念、定力等等信心，都会因为你我们专注在呼吸上，它升起。所以一整天我们这样子专注，我们都在累积很多的功德，很多很多的善行，很多很多美丽的心境。所以当我们单单这样想，它就很值得，就很值得。所以这是很重要。所以当我们了解的时候，我们就给自己的生命里面注入对的因，给我们的修行生命注入对的因。那很清楚的，从因果上来讲，用污染的心去要达到净化的结果是不可能的。那肯定贪爱是不行的，贪求修行的结果肯定是不行的。你在世间的成就，我们可以用我慢，我们我慢，我要考到比别人更好的成绩，我要赚到比别人更多的钱，那个我慢心可以成为我们的推动力，但是修行这绝对不可能。用污染的心，他一开始就错，方法错，结果不可能对，在因果上是讲不通的。所以这点我们要认清，认清的时候我们才不会放纵自己的心去用错误的方法来取巧。 So if we really contemplate and work on this cause and effect, we have a very simple approach. All we need to do is faithfully, honestly, simply work on the causes, knowing thatUnwholesome states never produce wholesome result. It never happened this way. In the world, for worldly gain, for the sake of getting better result, better, more monetary gain, earn more money or whatever, we may be motivated by our pride, our greed, and yet we still attain and achieve what we want. But this never occurs.In spiritual realm, because wrong causes never produce right result. Never. It never happened. This confidence, this faith in this truth must be established from the very beginning so that we will not resort to wrong approach, wrong tactics. We will be very honest with ourselves, knowing that we just need to purify our mind.We just need to be faithful to this object, our meditation object. This one important quality is when you know that, then you'll be very willing to pay the price. To pay the price. If we want spiritual upliftment, we must be willing to pay the price.We must not try to be clever and trying to not to work on the right causes and then hope for the right result. That tricky mind must not arise in a yogi. We will faithfully work on the causes and we will faithfully and willingly pay the price. And one price, very worthy, very meaningful, isRenunciation. Renunciation, when we say renunciation, Of course, initially, we always refer to becoming monk or nuns. But not only that, more important thing is the mind. The mind must let go. Let go of what? Let go of things that make us run about, make our mind run about in the world. We must let go. Telling ourselves, there's nothing to worth holding on to. Nothing worth holding on to. Meaningless. Almost like a dream. Like bubbles. Fleeting past. Be willing to let go. The more we are willing to let go, the lighter we become. That's one easy way to make progress. If you want to climb the hill to the hilltop, if you want to cultivate your muscles and make it very strong, it takes some time. But if you only throw away rubbish, suddenly, within a short time, you find you can move on very quickly. This is the easy way. Letting go, hindrance, rubbish. That we hold it so dear. We say, well, this is so precious to me. This is my I, my sense of importance. Because of that, so much defilement, so much wandering thoughts. We must be able to renounce that. Let go. Enough. I've carried you enough. For so long, these wandering thoughts, this thinking, planning, self-consciousness, ego, have been oppressing us for so long and so long. Enough is enough. I've seen you, and now please, no more. At least, even though not at the stage of Arahant, Magga, Arahatama, Magga, they can cut off completely, but at least while we are practicing, we don't indulge in it. At least we don't do anything to perpetuate it. It's already difficult. If we work hard to perpetuate our defilements, when can we ever come to an end? No end. At least stop from now with a clear determination that I will not perpetuate this burden, this mental burden. With that, we really work on renunciation. If we are willing to let go of the burden that weigh on us, then we will be able to make quick and quick progress. As we say, letting go of the our bondage, our burden, make us very light immediately. Immediately, we feel so free. We feel so happy, so much bliss, so much freedom, just by letting go, just by renouncing, relinquishing. A lot of wandering thoughts will be gone. 一个很重要的让我们能够很快就见到进步的是放下和处理。当我们讲到处理的时候，一般人们的了解是出家、做和尚、做尼姑。当然，这是一个重要的处理。但真正在修禅的时候，我们要指的实在是我们心的处理、心的放下。放下什么呢？ 放下所有让我们沉重、让我们很难迈进的负担、心理的负担。这个放下是很快就见到见效的，很容易进步。如果说你要爬山，爬到山顶，你要能够练你的体力、练你的肌肉，给你很有耐力爬到山顶，可能你需要一番时间。 可是如果你马上就把你背包里面的那些垃圾放掉，没有意义的东西全部放掉，马上你就轻身上路， 突然间你发现了你的脚力，你爬山的能力大大的就加强。这就是放下的力量，处理的力量，放下，放下那些让我们很沉重的心理的负担，那个我们的自我。够了，告诉自己够了，很累了，已经过了那么多个年头，多少的岁月就在迷迷糊糊中给这个自我折腾了那么的久，够了，厌了，累了。他心里面这样子放下的时候，至少我们有一样东西我们能够做到，虽然我们不能够一下子就达到那种阿罗汉道的效果，真正要那个放下自我是要用阿罗汉道去切断的，可是我们至少我们看到，至少我们决心够了，我们不要再放纵它，不要再放纵它，就已经是一个大大的大跃进，大跃进，真的只要不放纵它就好很多好很多了，很多的杂念就散掉了，就去掉了。所以这个很重要，放下。如果这样子还你觉得杂念还是继续的来，那是你怎么办呢？活在当下，全然的活在当下，完完全全活在当下，只活一刹那就好，不要活在这个思维思考时间的枷锁里。我的杂念多久多久，我的杂念多久，我的杂念怎么样怎么样。你完全活出一刹那的时候，杂念升起的时候它已经消灭了，当你知道它的时候它已经灭了，真的。你不会再去想这个杂念，我的杂念，我的杂念维持多久多久，这些想法就不再升起。杂念就只是杂念，你不为你的杂念苦恼，它就是散过去，散就过去，散就过去。是我们自己选择活在时间的枷锁里，我们活在我们的常见里，我们以为那个杂念继续的延续，我们以为它一直都在啊，这个就苦了。这种常见，这种心理的那种枷锁，让我们的杂念继续的像长江这样绵绵不绝。可是如果我们看透这个杂念的真相，它就只是一升起就消灭，一升起就消灭，其实它也并不这么可怕，它对你的那种压迫力就再也没有那么的强。活在当下。 So when you still you find wandering thoughts still come around, so persistentlyApply one approach. Live in this single moment. Just this single moment. If you live only for one moment, you will realize that the moment that wandering thoughts arise is gone. The moment you notice it, it is gone. It is our sense of permanence. It is our bondage of time and thought that make us feelthat these wandering thoughts are there all the time. As it has been going on for how many minutes, how many hours, how many seconds or whatever. Because we live in the bondage of time. We live in the bondage of thought. If we live for only one moment, one single moment, then this oppression of wandering thoughts, oppression of thisPermanence, the sense of permanence of the wandering thoughts is no more. It's only one moment. Just this simple technique, no special technique, just simple technique. Live one single moment. Then you will no longer report about your thought for so long and so long and so long. No. Wandering thoughts is only that fleeting, like bubbles. It's gone.The moment it arises, the moment it is noticed, it is gone. Then you find that it is much easier to overcome, to conquer wandering thoughts. If you only live one moment. If still this doesn't work, it always works. It always works. But sometimes you may, well, for a change, you want something different. Okay, fine. How? To make the mind approach your meditation subject in a simple way, how to keep the mind simple and to be free from wandering thoughts. Remember the proximate cause for concentration. What is the proximate cause for concentration? It is just this joy. Joy is a proximate cause for concentration. For first jhana. Never approach your meditation with a very downhearted mind. With a dejected mind. As if you are going to the slaughterhouse. Do not do that. Meditation hall should be a place where we approach with joy, with gratitude, with appreciation, thinking that this is one more opportunity for me to cultivate wholesomeness, goodness. This is one more opportunity. I still have my body and mind in whole, and I can still work on it. It is one more opportunity to get one step nearer to the goal of Nibbana. This is one step, one more opportunity for us to show our gratitude to all the supporters, donors, people who work their heart out for us. To give them maximum merits. To repay them more than they benefit us by practicing hard. With this thought in mind, we approach our meditation hall happily. We want to be early. We want to be earlier than punctual. It's not with dragging the feet unwillingly. Well, come on. Again is this meditation. No more like that. With joy. This joy doesn't arise because we are not able to see suffering. In fact, those who understand suffering more, their life will be happier. It is due to our ignorance about the truth of suffering. We suffer. When we don't understand suffering, we suffer a lot. When we understand suffering, we don't suffer much. We free our mind from suffering. When we understand more and more about suffering. So do not have a wrong concept thinking that by having a gloomy face, gloomy mind, we can get nearer to succeed in samatha vipassana. No. Remember, joy is a proximate cause. Joy is a proximate cause for concentration. Allow our mind to be happy. Incline our mind to be happy when we meditate. Approach meditation, approach your meditation interview, approach your teacher with joy. 如果我们还发现到杂念还很多的话，我们需要在一方面下一点功夫。那就是我们需要记得我们禅定的静音是什么。喜悦是禅定的静音，不是苦。当然有些人的想法是佛陀讲苦集灭道苦，他就苦苦的，不是这样。修行不是这样的，我们越了解苦的人越不苦。 越不了解苦的人越苦，这是生命的真相。所以佛陀要我们了解苦，不是要我们苦，是要我们不苦，让我们从苦中释放出来。所以一开始就要有这个正见，不可以有错误的想法，以为带着苦苦的心就能够成就止观，这是不可能的事。因为喜悦是禅定的军营，所以你要允许自己欢喜，欢喜的走进禅堂，想这是另一个新的机会，这又是一个新的机会让我净化内心，这又是一个新的机会让我战胜自己，这又是一个新的机会让我对所有的护持者心中表达我的感恩，给他们最好的功德，给他们的功德超越他们所为我们所做出的这些辛劳的付出。通过我们认真修行，所以当你这样想，一走进禅堂就是机会，你会很珍惜又是一天身心健康能够运作的机会。所以这个很重要，当你有喜悦的时候，你会发现到心很容易贴近你的目标，它是自然的。我想每个人都有这种经验，你高兴的时候，你做你高兴做的事很容易的，很高兴的，很容易就做得很好，而且可以做很久，很有耐心。可是当你不高兴做的时候，你就苦了，心一直要跑了，开小差了，躲在杂念里头了，躲在念头的世界里头，不愿意面对眼前的目标。所以至少你要当你明白的时候，你允许你自己快乐，倾向于快乐。So I'm sure everyone has some kind of experience of happiness. You notice that whatever you do happily, you're doing with great patience, happily. Your mind can stay on it for a long time because you're happy. But if you're not happy, you feel discontented, you might want to run away. You might want to find a place to hide. Hide where? Hide in wandering thoughts. We hide ourselves in wandering thoughts. Think and think and think. Because we don't need, so that when we think, we have a lot of excuses. We don't need to face our object. Later on, we shall talk about how to cultivate simple happiness. If only we know to be happy in a simple way, then our meditation will progress so fast, so easy. We gather so much strength. Today we have limited time. We won't have a time to dwell on every aspect involving wandering thoughts. But I hope this much will be helpful for you to make efficient effort. This is all we can ask for, efficient effort. You can't perform better than efficient. If we crave for something more than efficient, we will suffer. As long as we make efficient effort, let the result take care of itself. Do not crave for the result. Do not plan the result. Only when you know, you can plan through mastery training. But if you don't know, do not plan. So, 希望接下来因为要讲到这个喜悦等等还有很多课题，可是因为时间有限，我们不能讲太多，也要让大家早一点去休息。但基本上希望今晚跟你们分享的对你们克服这个杂念会有帮助，希望大家能够好好的把这个简单的方法活出来，让自己的心单纯，记得没有复杂的方法，入禅没有复杂的方法，一定要单纯，没有单纯不可能有禅定。So remember, to get jhana, to get good concentration, it must be simple. There's no sophisticated way to get good concentration. There's no possibility. Because by definition, the state of the Brahma is simple. 要记得这个梵天神的境界，梵天的境界，这种禅定的境界，一开始它的定义就是单纯，没有单纯不可能成就，所以我们一定要让学习，让自己的心倾向于单纯，所以希望大家都能够培育一个单纯的心，能够做有效率的奋斗，你只能够要求有效率的奋斗。你不能够要求自己比有效率更好，你一强求你就苦了。它应该是自然，所以不可强求。所以只能够，只要我们做有效率的奋斗，我们就不要苦恼那个结果，让结果自己照顾自己。我们注入对的因，做出有效率的奋斗。希望大家，祝愿你们都能够在这段期间珍惜现在的每一个时刻，做最有效率的奋斗，在法上呢做出最有效率的奋斗，而得到最有效率的提升和成长。 So I wish all of you will make efficient effort, and in this period, this precious opportunity of practice, may all of you be able to make efficient effort and then make a meaningful and worthy upliftment in the Dharma. So shall we share Marisa together? Ittavata chamehi sambadang punya sambadang sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya Ittavata chamehiSambhataṁ punya sampadaṁ Sabe bhūta anumodantu Sabha sampati siddhiya Itta Sambhataṁ punya sampadaṁ Sabe satta anumodantu Sabha sampati siddhiyaIdang me nyatinang hodu sukita hodu nyateyo Idang me nyatinang hodu sukita hodu nyateyo Idang me nyatinang hodu sukita hodu nyateyo Imina ponya kamena mame bala samagamoSattang samagamo hotu yava nibbana patiya Idang me punyang asava kaya vahang hotu Idang me punyang nibbana sapacayo hotu Mama punya bhagang sabba sattanam bhajemi Te sabbe me samangPunya bhagang labantu Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu